Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The 28th Rally of Writers is Saturday in Lansing. The annual one-day conference will bring together leading Michigan writers like bootstrapper author Marty Jo Link, author and WKAR book reviewer Lev Raphael, and others, with audiences who love reading and sometimes aspire to write themselves. The keynote speaker will be Jack Lessenberry, whose essays on Michigan politics are seen in publications across the state and heard on our Michigan Public Radio Network sister station in Ann Arbor, Michigan Radio. Late yesterday, I spoke with Jack Lessenberry about his work and about his message for a rally of writers, namely, how writing has changed in the age of the internet and online publication. What are some of those changes, and have they been for better or for worse?
Well, I think it's sort of a mixed bag. On one hand, if you're a freelance writer, it's much easier, and there are more opportunities than there used to be, just because, A, there's so many more outlets, but, B, back before the internet, in general, established mainstream publications didn't want to deal with freelance writers. I mean, you'd type a manuscript, you'd send it to them, and somebody would have to type it in. It was all very unwieldy and not very timely, and now you can just press a button on your computer, and it's in front of your editor. The bad things, among them, are that a lot of certainly legacy publications, as people disparagingly call them, are in a great economic crisis, primarily because of the flight of advertising to the internet, and so that means there's less pay for writers, and the long-form journalism is harder to do because if people are reading on devices, on tablets and iPads, and certainly on their iPhones, you're not going to have people wanting to read a long story, a 3,000 or 4,000 word story. So, in a way, we're sort of in a period of evolution, kind of like the Earth was, life forms on the Earth were when the dinosaurs disappeared. But it's certainly an interesting time, and I think writers have to make the most of their opportunities.
You have a book coming out this fall about one of the best-known figures in Michigan, longtime Michigan Attorney General Frank Kelly, a fascinating guy with 1,000 stories to tell. What made you embark on this book about this guy?
Well, actually, we wrote it together. It's actually his book. It's his story with both our names on it. It's called The People's Lawyer. I'd known him, as everybody had, for years, and I went to see him to talk about a variety of issues in 2010. And I said, "Well, why haven't you ever written a book?" And he said, "Well, he'd always wanted to, and he had dictated a kind of stream of consciousness manuscript, but he knew he wasn't a writer and wanted somebody to work with him, and didn't think anyone would be willing to publish it." And I said, "Well, I think Wayne State Press might be very interested in it," which, in fact, they were. It took me longer than I thought because of everything else I am doing, but I'm very happy to say that it's coming out when Frank is still hale and able to really appreciate it. And I always tease him that, you know, he constitutionally is eligible for one more term. So I said, "Well, this is going to be your campaign document. We're going to get this out, and you're going to run again, and I'll be your press secretary."
What's it like to juggle the shorter pieces that we know you for, Jack Lessenberry, with a book that's hundreds of pages long?
Well, all you do is add 9 or 10 extra hours to the day, and you're fine. Well, I've written a lot of long magazine pieces in my time. Ghostwritten another book in the past. You just have to find time to do everything. And it's a matter of, well, you know, I think women sometimes are better at that than men, if women are juggling careers and kids and everything else. But, you know, that's sort of the nature of journalism. You don't do one thing and then do another thing. You're doing a number of things at once, and you're trying to meet deadlines, and that's how it works. You just figure out a way of doing it. It's sort of like a ballet. It's a ballet for those who don't know how to dance.
We're talking with Jack Lessenberry, the Michigan-based political commentator and essayist. He's the keynote speaker at the Rally of Writers on Saturday. Whose writing for you is always a treat to read?
Whose writing for me is always a treat to read?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's a real good question. I mean, I was a big fan. George Orwell and H.L. Mencken were certainly people who shaped me. I certainly... I'm trying to think. I'm now sort of blocking on columnists I read, but I read a lot of fiction. I read a lot of non-fiction, and I'm just personally reading Eric Larson's new book on the Lusitania, which is very, very good. I'm sort of on I think that any successful writer needs to be an omnivorous reader.
So a journalist can learn something of value from a writer of fiction?
Oh, of course. I think you learn a lot about life from writers of fiction. I think that, in fact, C.S. Lewis, who's sort of a Christian apologist and a novelist, who I don't have a great deal philosophically in common with, but he had some interesting things to say about writing, and he said that up to the age of about 20, most of what he learned about life, he learned from literature. And I think that's absolutely true, and there's passages in literature. I spent my young college years reading everything from Thomas Mann, Hermann Hesse, Shakespeare, and that it sort of helps form, you know, it helps, you see the cadence of good writing. It sort of imprints itself almost, subconsciously on your brain, and I think it helps. I think there's only two ways, really, to learn how to be a writer. One is to write, but the other is to read a lot.
Is there anyone whose style you have tried to emulate in your own career?
Absolutely not. It'd be like trying to copy. It'd be like trying to speak like John F. Kennedy. You have to your style. It takes a young writer a while to come up with a style, but I think it has to flow naturally from yourself. I think that it's interesting. Stephen Ambrose, the late Stephen Ambrose, the great American historian who wrote Band of Brothers and a lot of other things like that, said that he didn't think that a young historian should try writing a biography before about the age of 40 because he didn't know enough about life. And I think there's some truth to that. The nice thing about writing is until you actually start, getting dementia, so hopefully I don't have that yet, some might think otherwise, and think until you actually get dementia, you can keep improving all through your life. You know, if you're an athlete, you get paid a lot more, but, you know, you peak at about, 27, 28 if you're a baseball player, and by the time you're 35, you're done. You know, writers keep on writing until as long as they can do it and hopefully getting better.
Since you run the journalism faculty at Wayne State University, I have to ask, what do you think of when you anticipate the future of journalism?
I think that I know a great deal about the past and some stuff about the present. And I'm absolutely lousy at predicting the future, which is why I still have to work for a living. I think that obviously technology will change. It's changing all the time. I think that nobody foresaw the internet, and something nobody can see anything surpassing the internet. But there probably will be something. But I think whatever the platform, you're going to need good writers. You're going to need good coherent writers. You're going to have people who enjoy reading good books, longer form types of stuff. Good articles, whether they're on stone tablets or they're in electrons. And I think that anybody who can write coherently, get facts, do research, have all the skills that a journalist has, is going to be able to make a nice living if they apply themselves, whether it's in terms of conventional media or not.
How do you evaluate, though, the raw talent level of the next generation of journalists from your perspective at Wayne State?
Well, in a way, that question is sort of like asking a baseball manager, or a baseball scout, how he evaluates talent. To some extent, it's almost unexpressible. But what I can say to you is, observing my students, they are much more economically savvy than my generation was. I'm 63. They are much more technological by far, but they're a lot less well-read. And they're, in general, they were less well-informed on things like history and literature, and I think that's something we need to worry about. I think that there's two mistakes you can make. One is to totally ignore modern technology and all the social media. The other mistake, however, is just as bad, is to ignore everything else and assume you can just sort of survive by tweeting and Facebooking and Instagramming and all the other things. You still need sort of basic literacy, basic skills, and no matter what the platform, you have to have something to say, and you need to know stuff.
Jack Lessenberry is a Michigan essayist. He has been our guest here, and he's also scheduled to be the keynote speaker at a rally of writers this Saturday at the Lansing Community College West Campus. Thanks, Jack Lessenberry.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
A Rally of Writers is Saturday at the West Campus of Lansing Community College. You can find information at arallyofwriters.com. There's a warm-up event to kick off the rally Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Schuller Bookstore in the Eastwood Town Center with Russ McLogan and Mark Woodbury, authors of two books about World War II.